relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, friends. Yes, indeed, we are back broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. So much to discuss, but now we have to get geopolitical with the latest escalations in Venezuela. Before we do that, a call to you to be part of an incredible fellowship initiative. It is part of the prison fellowship. It's called Angel Tree Camp. What does it do? Perhaps one of the most gratifying, grace-filled things one can do. Help children who've lost a parent to the prison system and send them to a safe, Christ-centric camp to get away from their surroundings. Listen to Gina, listen to the emotion in Gina's voice and how much this experience meant to her.
It hit hard. I was the closest to my mom, and I feel like I'm not the strongest in my family, but I know that God is with me, and with everything that I do and everything that I have achieved in life, he's right behind me, watching over me. Each kid that comes to this camp, if this camp really did help me through a lot.
What a story. Not only that, she is now a counselor at the Angel Tree Camp. Be part of our mission. We want to send at least 130 of these girls and boys to the summer camp. $200 spent on one child gives them a week at the Angel Tree Camp. But any donation makes a difference. You can do it in 3 minutes from the comfort of your home. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Click on the Angel Tree Camp banner, and you will be able to help these children. If you prefer, call this number, 888-206-2794, 888-206-2794. Do some good for these children, and we, and Salem, and the Prison Fellowship, and these darling children will be grateful to you. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president here with America First. Let's talk about the events in our hemisphere with somebody who actually knows of what she speaks. And this is Dinesh D'Souza's muse. Debbie D'Souza, are you with us?
Yes, thank you, Sebastian, for having me and for allowing me to talk about this issue that many Americans don't know about or don't understand.
Right. So you have been doing fabulous work. I heard you. I saw you on Trish Reagan's show. We need to understand why this matters, not just to the people of Venezuela, but to America. And you are from Venezuela. You left at the age of 10. For those who really are lost in terms of what's going on. What do they need to know about the Maduro regime, Debbie D'Souza?
Right. So I want to make something perfectly clear about what's going on. This is not a coup attempt. Nicolas Maduro is not the president of Venezuela. He is a usurper. He dismantled the Venezuelan constitution, as did his predecessor. He cheated to get elected, as did Hugo Chavez. The only election that I recall being an actual election was in 1999 in Venezuela. I have been on this issue for 20 years. I tried to stop my grandparents in 1999 from voting for this man who ran as a centrist. He ran in a third party. And he said he was going to fix Venezuela. It was going to be, not business as usual. He was going to be a different type of politician. People that were afraid he was going to be a socialist, he guaranteed he was not. He said that if in 5 years he didn't fix some of the problems in Venezuela, he would leave voluntarily. This is Hugo Chavez, who then became a dictator and has now given way to, after his death, given way to Nicolas Maduro, who is actually worse than he was, and I never could imagine that anybody could be.
Maduro is worse than Chavez.
He is. He's worse. And, I didn't think I could ever say that because I thought Hugo Chavez was the devil incarnate until Maduro came around. So, he has jailed dissenters. In some cases, he has even killed them. In 2014, he unleashed a group of thugs, criminals from prison.
Yes.
Calls them colectivos. They run amok. They rape women, shoot people at will whenever they want. Just yesterday, I actually thought it was a group of colectivos that went into a Catholic church during Mass, but it was actually the GMB, which is the National Guard in Venezuela. They went in there with tear gas while a priest was giving a Mass.
Incredible.
This is
incredible.
Out of control.
Sheer evil. Let's bring it back home. Let's be clear about what this means for Americans. And I would like you to respond to what Congressman Ilhan Omar says is the reason for what is going on in Venezuela right now. Let's listen to Representative Omar, Cut 12.
A lot of the policies that we have put in place has kind of helped lead the devastation in Venezuela, and we've sort of set the stage for where we are arriving today. This particular bullying and the use of sanctions to eventually intervene and make regime change really does not help the people of countries like Venezuela.
So this is an evil regime, but it seems to be our fault, Debbie D'Souza.
Oh, my goodness. This woman knows not what she says. I would love to invite her to stay with my aunt or cousin who's living out of his SUV, and then, have her tell them that it's America's fault. It is incredible how these leftists here in America are siding with Maduro. It's not surprising. I'm not shocked. They share the same policies, and quite frankly, if we didn't have a constitution, they probably would use the same tactics. But
if we didn't have a Second Amendment,
exactly that too. And Venezuela. That brings me back to the issue in Venezuela. Many of these citizens are fighting with rocks, Molotov cocktails. They don't even know how to defend themselves. In 2010, there was a voluntary, they gave up their weapons voluntarily. The government was doing all of these campaigns, these propaganda campaigns, saying how dangerous it was to have weapons, to please give them up. If you love your loved one, you would surrender your weapons. In 2012, it became Desarma la Violencia, which means disarm the violence, and they started confiscating people's weapons. So Venezuelans do not have guns to protect themselves, not only from the government that is now tyrannical, going after them, but thugs, criminals who still have guns. So, oh my goodness. I mean, I could do a whole show about why it's important not to give up your weapons. But yes, Venezuela is living it right now. In fact, you know, your intro, give me liberty or give me death. The Venezuelan people are living it right now. It's horrific. But I want to just say that I get that a lot of people are like, okay, Debbie, you have family in Venezuela, you have friends in Venezuela, that's why you're so passionate about it. But quite frankly, I'm afraid because Venezuela has been a jewel of a country.
Oh, and so wealthy, so incredibly wealthy.
I mean,
this is the big story for us. As the greatest nation on God's earth, as the richest nation on God's earth, you look at the economic figures, you know, you can bring it all down to nothing because that's what happened in Venezuela. If you make the wrong decisions, if the wrong people are empowered, then we go the way of Venezuela. We have been talking to none other than Debbie D'Souza, the fairer half of the D'Souza family, Dinesh and Debbie. Follow her on Twitter. She's a woman of passion. She knows of what she speaks. Her Twitter handle is Debber66, D-E-B-B-E-R-66. And we would love to have you back to discuss it at more length. Next, Jim Carafano, Mr. National Security from the Heritage Foundation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his FrontSight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/Gorka. See you at FrontSight.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, I'm Grant Eckert from National Debt Relief. For years, you've heard us on the radio sharing how you can be debt-free in 24 to 48 months, often paying only a fraction of what you owe. But how does our program work? If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, or collection accounts, you may qualify to get the relief you deserve in just 5 steps. Step 1. Our certified debt specialist will complete a free debt analysis. Step 2. You'll select the plan that's right for you. Step 3, you'll begin making one affordable monthly payment towards your enrolled debts. Step 4, our team of experts will negotiate with your creditors. And step 5, you'll achieve financial relief. We've already helped over 100,000 Americans resolve more than $1 billion of debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have received over 35,000 five-star reviews. The best part is, we don't earn a penny until we've successfully resolved your debt.
Call National Debt Relief now at 800-658-0988. That's 800-658-0988. 800-658-0988.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed. Just tweeting out who we have. This is a great Friday show. My gosh, we pack them in. How many guests? We've still got more to go. Now it is Mr. I'm just going to call you Mr. National Security at the mothership of conservatism, the Heritage Foundation. It is, of course, is it JJ? Is it Jim? Is it James? What is it, John?
What is it? Couldn't tell you.
Okay, it's Mr. Doctor Colonel.
Colonel Carafano.
Okay, no, from now on it's going to be Colonel Carafano on this show. Okay, welcome back.
Okay.
Welcome back, Jim. Venezuela. We had this impassioned segment with Dinesh D'Souza's wife, Debbie, who left Venezuela at the age of 10, still has family there. You have the best national security connections in D.C. What does the average American, who's not a wonk like we are, need to know about what is going on in Venezuela right
now? This is actually the great part of the job, because piecing this together to try to find out what's really going on rather than just reading the, you know, what's on Twitter. So here's
what do you mean? Twitter's not reliable? Is it a source of information?
Here's what we know. So there are massive protests planned for May 1st. Maduro actually got cold feet and was thinking about leaving the country. And then the Russians at the last minute said, don't do that.
You're staying.
Right. And then so what Maduro decided to do was to arrest Guaido, the leader of the opposition. Right. And Guaido found out about that. And so he preemptively called for the military turn. That started the confrontation. So this is what we call in the military a meeting engagement, right, where the two armies, you know, bump into each other and they didn't know they were going to have the big catastrophic. They didn't know that today was the Battle of the Bastards.
What do you mean today? Today? Oh, dear.
So so this was an unplanned engagement. So neither side really has a plan here, right, other than hoping the military sticks with them. So that's why everybody's kind of like, well, what's really going to happen? And even the people doing this have absolutely no idea. So I think the common wisdom, including myself, I would admit that, said, well, this what's going to happen here is either the military will turn, Guaido will take over, or Maduro will just once and for all crush us and we'll have a bloody coup. Guaido will flee and we'll have a government in exile. I think our sources are saying that's probably not right. We might actually be in for a protracted conflict here because Maduro is afraid to push the nuclear button and really go after these guys because he's afraid if he does that, he'll actually push the military over the edge.
So let's use a little bit of history. So, you know, my parents lived under communism as children, right, under fascism, then as adults under communism. My father was persecuted by the communists, ended up in prison. In 1956, fascinating dynamic, because in 56 it starts with what? Students,
right,
with a silent march,
right,
to respect a Polish hero, not a Hungarian, right, a Polish. They go to the statue of a Polish hero downtown just to show respect for this great freedom fighter. What happens? The workers from Czepel Island, from the heavy industry plant, think, hey, we don't like communism either. We're just going to walk along. And then here comes this moment that you can never, the moments you can't predict in history. As they're walking down the main boulevard, Hungarians stick the communist flag out of the window along the boulevard with the communist emblem ripped out of the middle to say, guys, we're with you. Violence erupts at the radio station, the national radio station. And here, in parallel to Venezuela, there's a catalytic moment where key army units say, I'm not going to shoot fellow Hungarians. Right. I don't care if there's a, you know, hammer and sickle on my cap device. And they actually either don't fight, or hand their submachine guns to the students. This is what would be required in Venezuela. Here's the question to you. If we have a scenario like that, there's a fracturing right. in the security services, what are the geopolitical players going to do? What's Russia going to do?
Right. So we know how 56 ended, which is the Russians
crushed.
Came in and
dropped
the hammer.
Right.
Well,
different environment.
Caracas
right?
is a long way from Moscow, right?
right.
So I still think this gets settled internally. Matter of fact, I'm pretty confident that the U.S. is not considering a military intervention. That is just not on the
happening.
Table. Anybody's reporting that, talking about that,
not with Donald Trump in the White
Matter
House.
Matter of fact, Bolton just tweeted that they were not going to do this. It's just not. It's not the president. So. But if Maduro really, really tries to just end it once and for all, and the bloodshed spins out of control like it did in 56, the generals might flip, right? So he's kind of caught. He can't leave.
Right now, is it like a game of chicken?
Yeah. And so, you know, Maduro has largely been hunkered down in a bunker, really, defended by Russians and Cubans. And Guaido's running around the country, you know, whipping things up.
Let's be clear here, just for the record, everybody, if you're not following Venezuelan politics, which, of course, why should you? Guaido isn't, Johnny Appleseed. He's not George Washington, okay? Guaido is a socialist. He's the Speaker of the House, who was recognized by the Constitution as being the person who takes power when there is a fraudulent election. So this isn't a classic white hats v. black hats. This is about a dictator who has stolen power to save power, to stay in power, and a socialist says, dude, you've broken the Constitution.
Right. So we could see a lot. We could see a protracted conflict. We could see a lot of scenarios. Somebody could kill Guaido, be over tomorrow. Somebody could shoot Maduro in the head, be over tomorrow. There could be a military coup.
But what do you think the Russians would do? Are they prepared to go heavy? Do they have the capacity, James Garafano? They don't have the capacity.
No, I mean, the logistics of supporting a major military force across the Atlantic Ocean, I mean, they just don't that. And the Cubans don't have that either. So I just don't think a major outside military intervention is in the cards. This gets settled out internally. I think the breaking news is this might not be over by the weekend.
Right. Okay, that's the breaking news. Is the president, is John, Ambassador Bolton, Pompeo, are they making the right noises, Colonel C?
No, I think absolutely. I mean, I think the United States has said everything's on the table because it's a maximum pressure campaign to convince people. Look, let me give you an example of the genius of John Bolton, right, and Pompeo. They came out and said, hey, Maduro was heading to the...
Yeah.
I mean...
The airport.
That's awesome because what that shows right there is like, oh my God, the guy almost left me hanging. And so you got to ask yourself, well, how much longer is he going to really stick around? That was a great bit of psychological warfare on the part of the U.S. So here's the part that's just, I just want to, you know, throw up into the microphone, which is people who are so committed to hating the president because we have to hate the president, where we have to find something to hate, are now trying to turn the U.S. support for the people of Venezuela into something that sounds like 19th century imperialism. So some Yahoo on Twitter is tweeting, well, what's the difference between Putin saying, I'm going to defend my near abroad, and Bolton saying, we're going to protect the Western Hemisphere? That they're the same. I'm going, of course they're not the same. The United States is for freedom. We wouldn't stand for the people of Ukraine losing their freedom. Why the heck would we stand for the Russians doing that in our own backyard? So trying to come out and describe that somehow what the United States is doing is like, you know, intervention in a banana republic in the 1850s. I mean, that's abhorrent.
James Carafano, Colonel Carafano.
I never thought I'd ever get to use the word abhorrent on the radio.
On my show, absolutely. It's splendiferous, absolutely, indubitably. A man who is not a fan of Howard Zinn, Noam Chomsky, and Michael Moore. Follow him on Twitter. He's going to spray his coffee out of his nose if I'm not careful. JJ Carafano, Carafano. We can talk grand strategy. We can talk national security and have fun at the same time. Because this is America First. And I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with my friend James Carafano. Momentarily, don't touch that dial.
This is definitely not CNN.
Last year's markets ended in a roller coaster. This can and will happen again, and probably sooner than you think. Don't lose your shirt. What if I told you there was a way to not only safely secure your nest egg through retirement, but to also grow alongside your wealth to enjoy your golden years in comfort? Both ideas are not only possible, but are paramount to the retirement income for life strategy. Thousands of savvy investors are beginning to turn to the sustainable income solution and the annuities that support it. If you, too, would like to protect your wealth and enjoy a lifetime of income, Knight Strategic Wealth is giving away a brand new guide that discusses the retirement income for life strategy step by step. The guide is titled The Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send you a copy instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, get your free complimentary guide today and see how it can secure your future. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer, an office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec, it's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, it's Sebastian Gorka here. You all know how much I love my pillow. Now, Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world, in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean meet to create the best weather conditions for the growing of cotton. Mike Lindell guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own Giza sheets by calling 800-829-8468 and use the promo code GORKA to get 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We are here with a man whose bio on Twitter reads, trying to prevent World War III one tweet at a time. He is Colonel Carafano, PhD, Professor, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, basically Grand Mufti of National Security at the Conservative Mothership. We have discussed already today the politics of personal destruction. We've seen Kavanaugh. We've seen the attempts now. They want to jail. We're having Speaker of the House talking about potentially jailing the Attorney General. We've got the Covington kids. Stephen Moore's decision, a sad decision not to run for his nomination as a member of the Fed Board of Governors. A friend of ours, somebody I worked with on transition, highly qualified individual is the next person in the crosshairs, and that's Kyron Skinner at the State Department. Jim, when does this end?
Yeah, I don't know.
What have they said about this lady?
Here's the thing is this is what's happening is they hate Trump, and they hate him so much but his foreign policy is actually working. And so you would think,
well, and his economic policy.
Right. And so you would think is, okay, we hate the guy. And even if we hate the guy and want to get rid of him, let's figure out what's working and why it's working. Right.
Right.
And do their. And so Kyron is Dr. Skinner is the head of policy planning. It's kind of the in-house think tank for the Secretary of State.
Important position.
She went to the New America Foundation. I think. Yeah. And gave a talk, gave an interview, and was talking about how we're going to deal with China. And the substance of her comments were basically, let's figure out why Trump is working, right? And then let's get together and figure out how we can put that into a bipartisan consensus. That's what she went there to talk about. The headlines were, this woman is racist.
And she is a person of color.
Right. She's an African-American scholar and businesswoman who's highly respected.
But didn't they call your boss?
Yes, that's
Kay
right.
Kay calls James. They called her an African-American. What did they call her?
They called her a white supremacist.
You have to laugh because these people are insane. As you said, Jim, the number one priority is what? Hatred.
Right.
Hatred of the big boss.
And what she did was she used the word Caucasian, right? She said the Chinese.
What?
She was talking about the how we're competing with the Chinese, and she made the statement that the Chinese are not Caucasian,
uh-huh.
which is, I suppose, shocking to some people.
Factual statement.
Right. But, I mean, that the word Caucasian is somehow a trigger for everything, and that's it. That's the only word in the whole 45-minute. And on that basis, the Center for American Progress put up an article, called her a racist. Somebody in New York wrote an article, said that her comments were frightening.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's just astounding, but it is such jumping. It's like not just jumping the shark, right? But the shark jumping over the shark who is jumping over like a school of sharks who are jumping over like a whale. I mean,
so what do we do? What do conservatives do? We've got a minute and a half to solve this problem.
I think in this case, what we do is nothing because that whole thing collapsed in like 42 seconds. Because,
but it's indicative. It's indicative.
Well, but that what they'll do is
because in Steve Moore's case, it didn't drop.
That's like the shot. Because once they see there's blood in the water,
right.
Then they'll come back. And it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, right? The strategy is you throw out the most evil, horrible, terrible, horrible thing you can say. And if anybody nibbles, then that becomes the truth. And whether it's Kavanaugh or Steve Moore or somebody else, right. Then you go in for the kill.
Lesson number one. Never let them see you bleed. Lesson number two, never, ever apologize. Right, Jim?
Well, I think, Kyron's she's an intellectual powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
She will come back, and she's doing something that people are afraid to do, which is let's talk about why Trump works, and let's talk about how we're going to turn that to our advantage.
Even if you're just selfish, as right. The Democrats— you'd want to know why
right.
It's working because
exactly.
Hey, we could maybe
steal that.
Right, steal it. But no. Gotta hate Orange Man Bad.
Right.
Orange Man Bad is the rule, and anybody who works for him has got to be taken down. But as long as we've got people like your boss, Kay Coles James, as long as Kyron Skinner and everybody else who believes in the founding principles is there, we'll be okay. Because, of course, these are people driven by the truth, objective truth. And the idea that colored people can be white supremacists is risible. We've used the word abhorrent and risible in two segments. I think it's pretty good for a Friday.
Good.
I think we're good. Okay, we've been talking to Jim Carafano. Follow him on Twitter at JJ Carafano. Go to heritage.org, become a member, read their articles, the best analysis in D.C. on whatever it is. Immigration, economics, taxation, national security, they've got it all covered. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. A little message from Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com is our sponsor here, and we love them. Why? Because they have a product that works. totally natural, zero pharmaceuticals, no side effects, made of ingredients that attack pain at the source. It worked for me. It worked for Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, you name it. We endorse this because it has provided relief and is doing so now for tens of thousands of our listeners. Just go to their website, go to relieffactor.com, look at the video testimonials from across the country of Americans who are just so grateful. They had daily aches, daily pains. They don't anymore. One sachet in the morning, one at night. If it's really bad, you can double it up. No negative side effects. Think of this one metric. More than 70% of those who try the $19.95 3-week quick starter pack become regular customers. That is unheard of in this industry. More than 70%. Why? Because it works. Pete and Seth Talbot have nailed it. Go to relieffactor.com. Become the next success story. 1995, you owe it to yourself. I'm Sebastian Gorka here on America First. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com. May is National Barbecue Month, so you might be in the market for a new grill. Now, a barbecue is usually a low-heat, slow-cooking device that uses wood, charcoal, or pellets, perfect for the weekend when you have the hours to tend to it. But for everyday grilling, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, and the high heat makes for more juicy and flavorful foods in a fraction of the time than the slow, low barbecues. Just imagine juicy steaks, succulent chicken and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies anytime you want with the speed and ease of a U.S.-made Solaire infrared gas grill. Buy a 21-inch or larger Solaire infrared gas grill, built-in or cart model, in the month of May and receive a free U.S.-made waterproof cover. Make grilling great again. Learn more about these amazing U.S.-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at besthotgrills.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Who's in the danger zone? The Democrats are in the danger zone. Why? Because AG Barr has their number. Not only that, the president has a better legal team than he did when I was in the White House. One of the members of that team is Emmett T. Flood. Is that a cool kind of name? Sounds like it should be in, you know, the movie Deliverance. Emmett T. Flood. And he wrote a letter to A.G. Barr that Andy McCarthy sent me yesterday. It is so important. We have put it on our website. It is at sebgorka.com. Look for the PDF of the original White House letter. We also have a fascinating article written by our team here, The Truth About Right-Wing Terrorism. They want you to believe that it's the white supremacists that are the threat to you. No, they're not. It's still jihadi terrorism by factors, in some cases, sevenfold more dangerous. All the figures, all the facts are there. They are lying to you. We give you the truth. But let's return to this letter. It is utterly masterful. I don't know if I've met Emmett. I don't know, maybe I have. But anyway, serious kudos to this man. Let me read to you parts of this letter because it is that important. Hand-delivered to the Honorable William P. Barr, Attorney General of the United States. And this is on White House letterhead. Dear Mr. Attorney General, I write on behalf of the Office of the President to memorialize concerns relating to the form of the Special Counsel's Office report, meaning Robert Mueller, and to address executive privilege issues associated with its release. The Special Counsel's report suffers from an extraordinary legal deficit. It quite deliberately fails to comply with the requirements of governing law. Lest the report's release be taken as a precedent or perceived as somehow legitimating this defect, I write with both the President and future Presidents in mind to make the following points clear. This is a masterful explication. I begin with the special counsel's stated conclusion on the obstruction question. The special counsel concluded that the evidence, quote, prevented it from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. Page 2, paragraph 2. But, quote, conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred was not the special counsel's assigned task, because making conclusive determinations of innocence is never the task of a federal prosecutor. Boom. Shot fired, number one. What prosecutors are supposed to do is complete an investigation and then either ask the grand jury to return an indictment or decline to charge the case. Prosecutors simply are not in the business of establishing innocence any more than they are in the business of, quote, exonerating investigated persons. In the American justice system, innocence is presumed. There is never any need for prosecutors to, quote, conclusively determine it. Our country would be a very different and very dangerous place if prosecutors applied the special counsel standard and citizens were obliged to prove, quote, conclusively that no criminal conduct occurred. Because they do not belong to our criminal justice vocabulary, the special counsel's inverted proof standard and exoneration statements can be understood only as political statements, issuing from persons, federal prosecutors, who in our system of government are rightly expected never to be political in the performance of their duties. The inverted burden of proof, knowingly embedded in the special counsel's conclusion, shows that Robert Mueller and his staff failed in their duty to act as prosecutors and only as prosecutors. Instead, the special prosecution produced a prosecutorial curiosity, part truth commission report and part law school exam paper. Shot two. Laden with factual information that has never been subjected to adversarial testing or independent analysis, this species of public report has no basis in the relevant regulation and no precedent in the history of special counsel investigations. Under special counsel regulations, prosecutors are to speak publicly through the indictments or confidentially in declination memoranda. This report was written with the intent of providing Congress some kind of, quote, roadmap for congressional action. Under a constitution, this is where it gets technical, but it's massively important. Under a constitution of separated powers, inferior Article II officers should not be in the business of creating roadmaps for the purpose of transmitting them to Article I committees. What does that mean in English? If you work for the executive, you are acting against the U.S. Constitution by providing your information to the Congress, Article 1, because then you have broken down the separation of powers. That's not your job to provide roadmaps for impeachment unless you wish to contravene the Constitution. I'll finish on this. Interference with a president's ability to carry out his public responsibilities is constitutionally equivalent to interference with the ability of the entirety of Congress or the judicial branch to carry out its public obligations. And that's what you were doing, Robert Mueller, and that's what you failed to achieve. Emmett Flood, hats off. You're working for the right guy, and you are the right guy for the job. Thank you, Andy McCarthy. The whole letter is up at sebgorka.com. Read it. Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A-plus with the BBB. Call now, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Last year's markets ended in a roller coaster. This can and will happen again, and probably sooner than you think. Don't lose your shirt. What if I told you there was a way to not only safely secure your nest egg through retirement, but to also grow alongside your wealth to enjoy your golden years in comfort? Both ideas are not only possible, but are paramount to the retirement income for life strategy. Thousands of savvy investors are beginning to turn to the sustainable income solution and the annuities that support it. If you, too, would like to protect your wealth and enjoy a lifetime of income, Knight Strategic Wealth is giving away a brand new guide that discusses the retirement income for life strategy step by step. The guide is titled The Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send you a copy instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, get your free complimentary guide today and see how it can secure your future. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We love Mike and Mechanics. And you know what else we love? Lou Dobbs. What an unstoppable force of nature. What a patriot. A little audio cut from a mini monologue last night where he just summed it all up. Cut six.
For more than 2 years, the radical Dems have done their worst, spewing constantly the worst they could imagine about our president, creating false and vile narratives while carrying out a conspiracy to block not only the Trump agenda, but through their efforts and constant barrage of lies by the radical Dems, the deep state, and the complicit left-wing national media, they sought to overthrow the presidency of Donald Trump. And now, those same radical Dems, brimming with evil and venom dripping from their lying mouths, are attacking the Attorney General of the United States.
Venom dripping from their lying mouths. I think we have to get Lou to give us a name for the Dems. I mean, I'm just going to text Lou. Lou, help us out here. I'm very excited. Clint, who we lost yesterday, Mr. Deep Voice Clint, who can do a James Earl Jones, is back. Clint, what took you so long?
The force is strong with you, young Sebastian.
Good. I'm glad it is, because we need it here in the swamp. Clint, welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, sir. Apology for the drop call.
We've got 1 minute. You got to be super tight, okay. Clint.
Hey, with these folks changing the name of schools and taking down statues of, say, like George Washington, do you think our currency will be the next target?
What do you mean? In what way?
They're taking down anybody that had owned a slave, such as statues or changing.
Oh, you mean that? You mean the historic figures on the currency?
Correct.
Oh my gosh! Look, I wouldn't put it past them. They're dead white guys, so why wouldn't they go after them? Yeah, let's put Ocasio-Cortez on the dollar bill. I would not put it past them. Very interesting idea. Scary thought. Clint, do me a favor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Will you stay on the line? Do not drop the call.
Sir.
Don't press the wrong button this time, because I want to send you.
You
were great. We need this guy to record some intros for us, okay? Get his address. You're going to get a copy of Why We Fight, and then we might try to send you some liners to record. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have my buddy Terry Shepard, former Special Forces team sergeant, to talk Second Amendment, talk about Hollywood weapons, talk about Ilhan Omar, you name it. This guy has a range beyond anything you can imagine, and he's just a fun dude to talk to. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be such an hour. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Go to our website, sebgorka.com, for the latest articles. The letter to the Attorney General Barr is up there, the original PDF, our take on the facts about terrorism in America, the best audio cuts, the best interviews, up on YouTube as well. And don't forget, Seb Gorka on Twitter. And don't forget the iTunes podcast. Just look for America First. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422. Enjoy!
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.